It's now 7:03, and we're going to break from our traditional newscast at this time to bring you some information that's pretty timely, especially for parents with kiddos getting prepared for school. We have a special guest that's joining us on the program this morning. She's a clinic supervisor with the Riley County Health Department. Her name is Erin Price. Erin, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Certainly. Appreciate you taking some time early this morning to convey some very important information for parents who are getting that back-to-school stuff done, and this is with regard to COVID vaccinations. So bring us up to date. Tell us what is in the works with the Riley County Health Department and the back-to-school efforts.
All right. Well, we just wanted to inform everybody that if your child is in need of vaccinations, whether it's COVID or other childhood vaccines, we are going to have several upcoming dates where you can walk in to the Riley County Health Department and get your child vaccinated with anything he or she may need. So our first event is going to be on Friday, July 30th from 8:30 until 2:30 p.m. And you don't have to have an appointment. If you would like to schedule, you can call the health department and we will ensure that you can get an appointment. However, you're also free to walk in during that time frame. Also, on Friday, July 30th, we will be offering COVID vaccines at USB 383 Central Enrollment at Manhattan High School. And that will be from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. So you can go either place if you want a Pfizer COVID vaccine, and you'll need to come to the health department if you need any other vaccinations other than Pfizer. Two additional upcoming events are back-to-school clinics on Tuesday, August 10th, and Wednesday, August 11th. Now, those hours are going to be a little bit different, and they'll start at 8:30 in the morning and go until about noon. And then we'll pick up again at 1:30 p.m. and offer vaccine until 4:30 p.m.
Sounds like you got your hands full here over the next week and a half or so.
Yes, we hope to be very busy, but it's a wonderful thing. And hopefully the hours that we're offering will be convenient for parents or guardians to bring their child down to pay us a visit.
Are there any limitations with children as far as age restrictions as to who can receive the vaccinations?
For a COVID vaccine, yes. It's only approved currently under the emergency use authorization for ages 12 and above. But studies are underway where additional ages are being looking at the safety and efficacy of the vaccine.
Tell us a little bit about the Pfizer vaccine and how it has had some successes with youngsters.
Oh, well, we have had a COVID youth vaccine clinic out at Fodor Hall at Seco Park, and we were able to vaccinate between 400 and 500 individuals that day, which was a very proud moment for us, and we're thankful that the vaccine was available. And then we do know from the emergency use authorization and studies that have been done by the FDA that it is both safe and effective in preventing serious COVID illness in individuals age 12 and older.
Have you had many cases of children, you know, in that age range, let's just say 12 to 18, that have contracted COVID?
Particularly with the Delta variant, it doesn't discriminate based on age. Previously, we were looking at individuals who were at risk, perhaps older, as being the primary individuals who were infected with COVID. But the Delta variant, it seems to affect younger ages as well. So that's why this is a great time to go ahead and get vaccinated. If you're on the fence and you're not sure if you want your child to get the COVID vaccine, come talk to us. We'll be available at the health department. There will also be a nurse at USB 383 Central Enrollment. And we would love to talk to you and answer any questions that you may have, or you can call your primary care provider, and I'm sure they'd be happy to answer any questions as well.
Can you describe what the process will be at Central Enrollment for those that are going in and, getting ready for school and, as well as getting that COVID vaccine?
Sure. Well, we will be there at a table at central enrollment, and if you would decide to have your child vaccinated, you need to fill out some paperwork, and then it has some demographic information that we need you to fill out, as well as some screening questions to ensure that we can vaccinate safely. Then you would check in with one of our medical clerks, and we'd get you enrolled in our system, and then you would be vaccinated by the nurse and monitored for about 15 minutes to ensure that there aren't any adverse events or any reactions following the vaccine. So the entire process shouldn't take more than half an hour. So if you just want to plan on that extra half hour in your day on Friday the 30th, that would be great.
We're visiting with Erin Price of the Riley County Health Department. She's a clinic supervisor, and we're talking about a couple of the vaccination efforts that the health department is working to get our local youth vaccinated before school starts. The vaccination rate, if I recall correctly, still is somewhere around 40%, the best that you can determine, at least without having some of the numbers from local pharmacies that are providing some shots. Is this an effort to, you know, with this age group, is it important to help try to get that rate closer to, I don't know what your goal is. Is it 70%? Is it higher? Is it 100%?
Well, in a perfect world, absolutely. We would want to vaccinate 100% of our population. However, the goal is going to be 70% or greater to try and reach what's known as herd immunity. And basically, that means that individuals who are vaccinated, because the rate is so high, you're able to prevent spread within the community and protect those who are unvaccinated.
Okay, we've talked about a lot of things here this morning, Erin. Anything else that you'd like to make sure that we brought to the public before we let you go this morning?
Oh, sure. There is one thing I wanted to mention. In the past, the CDC has recommended that there are 14 days between any vaccine and the COVID vaccine, so that you wait that 2-week period before receiving additional vaccinations. However, that is no longer the case. So it is completely acceptable to get vaccines spaced at all at the same time, so that you don't have to wait those 14 days. You can go ahead and get the COVID vaccine along with other vaccines on the same day, or if you got your typical childhood vaccines at your primary care provider and you just need a COVID vaccine, that's completely acceptable to come see us.
Erin, a quick reminder again on those time frames. First, at the Riley County Health Department on Tecumseh.
Yes. So Friday, July 30th, please come see us for childhood vaccinations. We'll be available from 8:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. You can call to schedule an appointment, or you can just walk in. We'd be happy to see you. That's our first event. Our second event is also the same day. It will be at USD 383 Central Enrollment on Friday, July 30th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And the only vaccine that will be offered there is the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Now, as we look forward into August, we will have 2 days at the Riley County Health Department located on 2030 Tecumseh where you can receive childhood vaccinations. That is Tuesday, August 30th, and the second day is Wednesday, August 11th. The hours for those 2 days will be the same, 8:30 a.m. until noon and 1:30 p.m. until 4:30 p.m.
All right.
So come on down, and we'd be happy to get you taken care of.
Is this your debut on the radio?
Once. I've been on the radio once before.
Okay. Well, you did a fine job.
Oh, well, thank you.
Appreciate you keeping us up to date and all the work that the health department and I know that there are a lot of volunteers that are also involved with the application of the vaccines and working to make sure that our community is safe. So appreciate a big shout out to them as well.
Oh, absolutely. Whenever we were out at Podorf, our volunteers were just paramount, absolutely paramount in ensuring that we could vaccinate those in our county.
Erin Price with the Riley County Health Department. Erin, have a good day and good luck with your efforts on Friday and throughout the rest of the vaccination process. Appreciate you being on the air.
Well, thank you so much.